I'm Farai Chidea, and this is News and Notes. How's this for a way to fight poverty and make money doing it? Los Angeles investors buy apartment buildings in rundown neighborhoods, then they fix them up. They set aside at least one unit as a tutoring center and staff it with a qualified teacher. They've watched vacancy rates and maintenance costs drop and profits begin to climb. Robin Urovich went to South Los Angeles to check it out.
Landlord Joe Kielinger pulls his black Mercedes up to one of his South L.A. apartments. It's a typical two-story stucco in a part of town known as the Jungle.
We own this building right here, 4066, and then 4046 and 4052 Cocoa Avenue right here.
It's clean and quiet now, but 3 years ago, Kielinger says it was so dangerous here that children couldn't even play inside the apartment gates.
2 times 9.
18.
You remember that one.
Now, kids like third grader Chelsea Downs play in the courtyard, and they can go inside to get help with homework in this one-bedroom apartment-turned-learning center.
I'm trying to make my grades higher, like everything, like language arts, math, and stuff. I want to make those fours, not twos and threes.
The building's owners, Joe Kielinger and George Pino, are commercial realtors who came up with the tutoring center idea more than 3 years ago. They figured that in a 50-unit complex, they could take one unit off the market and offer another rent-free to a certified teacher. They'd lose income, but they bet the center would pay for itself because tenants would stay longer and take more pride in their apartments. They found the right building and bought it with co-investor Alan Long.
We really felt that it would, instead of having a 20% vacancy, we'd have a waiting list. Instead of people not paying their rent on time, they were paying their rent on time. Instead of them not stealing everything that's not screwed down, they were actually calling us and letting us know that, you know, somebody's out there doing graffiti or they caught some kids trying to put graffiti on the side of the building.
3 years later, Long, who now heads Sotheby's International Realty in L.A., says they were right. No vacancies and low maintenance costs have yielded big profits.
We're making 18% per year on our money. So we're making 3 times the amount of money you would make in a bank. And most likely these buildings that we bought will be worth double in 10 years what we paid for them.
Now they own a total of 5 buildings, where 2 learning centers serve about 100 low-income families. Rents are among the lowest in L.A., around $950 for a 2-bedroom apartment. George Pino says he and his partner didn't start out as socially responsible investors. They bought their first South L.A. building 11 years ago for one reason.
All Joe and I could afford was low-income neighborhoods, and we fell in love with the neighborhood. You know, the people there, the properties, everything about it.
One thing they noticed, kids never seemed to do homework. When they asked why, most kids said they didn't have anyone to help them. That got Joe Kielinger thinking about how he got through school in rural Nebraska.
And it was just a situation where when I would get home, and I was doing my homework, I could pick up the phone and call my math teacher, Francis Kohler, sat on the phone with me hours every night. You know, it just was, a very integral part of my growing up. I just saw this as a way to offer that.
Kielinger is white and Pino is Asian. They spend so much time in the neighborhood that they're sometimes mistaken for undercover cops. They say another secret to their success is they evict tenants who break the law, do drugs, or don't pay rent. Chelsea Downs' dad, Carl Thomas, says the center has made a huge difference.
It's like somebody sat a building here and took the other one away. Before, it was much more louder and, you know, it was more destructive and stuff like that. But right now, it's more quiet, you know. You could sit and you could watch your TV and not hear a bunch of noise outside but except kids. And you know that the kids is playing and they feel safe.
At the UCLA School of Education, Professor John Rogers says he admires Pino and Kielinger's initiative. But he says private tutoring programs are no substitute for publicly funded efforts that are available to every child.
Now, if you're relying upon your apartment as your access point for education and your family has to move, then you're losing out not just on your apartment, but you're losing out on this key factor that's supporting your educational success.
For their part, Kielinger and Pino want to expand the business. L.A. is off limits for now because buildings are too expensive. But they plan to set up shop in Dallas early next year, and they say they're available to help any landlord who wants to start a tutoring program. For NPR News, I'm Robin Urovich in Los Angeles.